Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with Castle Country Radio, and we got another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are joined by Price City Council member Terry Willis, and we're going to be talking about something that's really coming up very quick here, which is the Zap Tax and its subsequent renewal on the ballot this November. So Terry, thank you again for coming in to talk about this with us.
Sure.
So for people who might not know, can you explain to us what the Zap Tax is?
The Zap Tax is called the Zoo Arts and Parks Tax, and there's a lot of communities that have the Zoo Arts and Parks Tax, but for Price, we've been running it for 18 years, and it's up for renewal. It's up for renewal every 10 years, and the Zap Tax is really 0.1% on your sales tax for non-grocery items.
And it's been referred to, like you mentioned, it's all over the state, and It's been referred to as Utah's most popular tax because of what it's able to fund through
right.
it. So let's talk about for Price City specifically. What are some of the things that the Zap Tax can fund?
Well, one, we don't have zoos, so that's. But we do have arts and parks within our area, and some of the things that it has already helped fund is the Price City Wave Pool replaster and the indoor pool redo. It's paid for the Washington Park tennis courts over time, the pavilion kitchen at Washington Park, bathrooms all over the park system, the indoor pump or the outdoor pump park that we built in 2020, the Atwood Ball baseball complex, and the other the softball fields and the baseball fields get quite a bit of Zap Tax money.
And then let's kind of talk about worst case scenario. Zap Tax doesn't get renewed on this year's ballot. What are some of the impacts you could see as a council member impacting the city if the Zap Tax is discontinued?
Well, we would either have to start looking at closing some of the facilities down or looking at other ways to raise the money that takes care of that. And the one reason we like funding the parks and arts programs through the Zap Tax is because that is probably the least painful way of coming up with that revenue. It's such a small percent, and it's paid for not just by Price City residents, everyone who shops within the Price community. So people from Emory County, people from Salt Lake, people from Germany, anyone passing through who are spending money in our community are help paying for the upkeep and maintenance of our parks.
I know that's been a big focus of the Carbon County Tourism Department, is that this tax has really brought so much money in through tourism, and it's helping fund and continue to fund lots of facilities within the city. Now, let's talk about, you guys have an event coming up, an open house of sorts,
where
you will be talking about the Zap Tax. What are some details on that?
Yes, that will be Wednesday, October 9th. And it will run from 2 to 4 at Price City Hall. And the city council and the mayor and will be there to answer any questions you have, concerns, talk about projects that you want to see the Zap Tax fund. We're more than open to hearing the new projects. We do have some new projects already on hold, making sure that we've got the funding for them, including new pickleball courts. That's a huge thing right now. We've already found some matching money. We've got some designs already done, but that'll all hinge on making sure that we have this revenue continuing. And we want to remind people, the Zap Tax has already been in place. This is not a new tax. We are not raising the tax. We just are continuing that funding.
And if it were to be discontinued, you're not even going to be seeing any real impact between it other than the facilities closing because, I mean, it's a tenth of a tenth.
Right.
Or a tenth of a percent, excuse me. So you're going to see no drop in prices, but you're going to see a severe loss in facilities around the city.
Well, and we would have to look for other money, and our sources are limited. It's not like we can just go out and throw a new tax out there. We would probably need to be looking at an increase in property tax. We truly don't want to do that. that tax is borne completely by Price City residents, and it's only borne by those who are paying property tax, because the tax-exempt properties would not be contributing, and neither would be outside people who stop and use our parks and come through. So this is why that ZAP tax is so important and such a low impact to everybody.
Now, Terry, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, we'd like you to come to the open house if you've got concerns, questions. I mean, that is going to be the best place to get those answers. But you can also call any of the city council now and get and voice those concerns or ask those questions. But we hope on this ballot in November that you check yes for the ZAP tax to continue. And thank you in advance.
Well, thank you so much, Terry, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Price City Council member Terry Willis, and we were talking about the city's ZAP tax, which is up for renewal this November. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.